Hello, everyone. Rachel said something very wise to me the other day, which is don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. As well as being highly alliterative, I think she's right. And it's an obvious truth that we do repeat to each other very so often. But we find ourselves, or I find myself, obsessing over details and things that aren't happening and thirsting and being impatient for things that aren't in place and, you know, not lusting after material things so much, but ideas and experiences that may never happen. Or more incredible experience might be around the corner. And I guess it's just about opening your eyes completely, not having no expectations at all, but not trying to mould your life, not trying to drive things in a particular direction. So I'm learning that as a balancing act, and it's difficult for me because that's not me at all. What's going on at the moment? It was 5 o'clock. We had a blizzard. Immediately, the horns of Valhalla sounded. Ragnarok was announced, and everyone in the country went ballistic and lost their minds. But it doesn't look like it's settling. I'm fed up with talking about it. I've just driven out to Morrison's to get some supplies, and it was a bit dodgy on the roads, but if you're careful and you drive slowly, you're all good. So come out to get a huge collection of things that the kids like, a saucy collection of cheeses for me and Rach that I just took my eye, suck up a cheese, some beers, so we can hunker down tonight. Kids have been ill. Heidi stood at the top of the stairs last night, or probably this morning, say 1 a.m, and spewed down the walls, down the stairs, copious amounts. I think the pile of puke was bigger than her physically, and continued to do that all night. Then Rachel started, I slept downstairs, we've had about an hour's sleep, so all ill. I'm okay at the moment, and I've only got 3 more days, Wednesday, and then I knock off for Christmas, and I've decided to take off every Thursday, Friday, and the whole week after that, and then I go back on the Tuesday. So 12 days to regroup into 2011, and, what's going on next week? Going to a Christmas party on Tuesday night. Benny Crime's Christmas party should be a blast, I hope so. I think Documental is going to be there. I am meeting Loudmouth Man, I think, for the first time after a lot of online shenanigans, which should be a blast. And a few other of the social media arty, I guess, which was always a surreal experience, that kind of messing with your face recognition software, meeting someone physically you've seen, you know, 1,000 times in an avatar or in a video or what have you, and then that gels in the flesh. It's just a very bizarre and quite trippy experience, and combined with the flowing alcohol should make for a bit of fun. And yeah, I'm off now. Got to go back home, deliver these goodies to the brood, and lock down for the night and see where we're at in the morning. If I wake up and the four horsemen of the apocalypse are thundering victoriously across a blood-stained sky, I guess I'll crack open the last beer and wish you all adieu.